Welcome to Evrico, a fictional company in your industry. And you're about to meet Arturo, a customer service supervisor. He's about to have an encounter with Tracy, an IT employee. Let's see what happens. Hey, Arturo. Hey, here I am. I'm sorry I'm late. I stopped in the break room to get some coffee, and that new temp, Ron, was in there passing out birthday cake and doing his thing.
His thing?
Oh, yeah. The spank me, it's my birthday thing. Putting on a big show, even though he's only been here, 27 and a half days? Not that I'm counting. Ugh. The whole thing was juvenile and disgusting. Anyway, sorry. What's going on?
Tracy, we've got no network access right now. All we're doing is stacking up messages from irate customers. Listen, we're headed for record sales and bonuses this month. And for me, with three girls in college, what that means for me is a triple DVD weekend with their mama, a bottle of good Pinot, Chinese food, Haagen-Dazs, etc. Okay, it's major, so pretty please with sugar on top. Fix it!
Okay, let's see what you did. Whoa! Nelly, yikes, that screensaver. Wow, is that Gloria? Sheesh, there's a lot of her there. I didn't expect that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's one of those glam shots for our anniversary. It's my wife, for Pete's sakes.
Yeah, well, that outfit is pretty whatever.
Come on, Tracy. It's nothing more than what you'd see at the beach. A lot less than that at the Museum of Art. Hey, I'm sorry. You know, I really didn't even think about it. It's usually only me at my computer, the occasional IT guy or gal. No one's ever complained.
Yeah, right. Well, I guess I'm just not as earthy as some people.
You mean like this Ron guy?
No.
Yeah, what a character.
No. Not like Ron. You know, nothing on this earth is like Ron. Hearing his name makes my blood boil. I mean, he's why I was late. He just had to come at me in the break room, right? In front of everyone. With the birthday spanking routine, implying I'm a prude or maybe not into men because I don't like his act. Honestly, I had to step outside and try to stop hyperventilating because he... Oh, God, it's happening again. Just a minute. Oh. Sorry about that. Okay, I'm going to focus now. Hey, listen, Arturo, you need to run that computer cleanup program that I installed for you, okay? At least once a week, okay? Okay, looks like we're in business. I think I got it. Ask someone to access the network.
Hey, Jamal. Yeah, see if you can access the network. Yeah? All right, great. Get to work. I'll be out there in a minute. Tracy, you are Wonder Woman, a lifesaver. Incredible action, kid. Give me a hug. Come here. I thank you. My wife thanks you. The voices in my head thank you.
Hey, it's what I'm here for. It's my job. And there's nothing more important to me. That is something people like Ron just can't understand. You know, people like that think everything is about them. They're so self-absorbed. To people like him, my life is just one big joke. He's got no respect. Hey, I'm sorry. Forget about it. You're up and running, and that's a good thing. I'm out of here.
Whoa, hold on. Come back in here. Talk to me. I mean, you seem really, really upset. Come on, sit down for a second.
No, I really didn't mean to get into this. Can we just forget about it?
Look, Tracy. We're friends. Let's talk, okay? Ron's wild and crazy. I see that. He's new. He's a temp. Probably a little over the top, trying to fit in. You know how it is. He seems pretty harmless. Just a hippy-dippy free spirit. Big mouth, but also a big heart. You know the type. I mean, what's he do that's so bad?
He comes on to me. He flirts. He gets personal. He's always talking about how older women really know where it's at. You know, wants to get together outside of work, pushes me until I blow, and then he just says I'm just teasing and acts like I'm overreacting. Well, he loves embarrassing me, and everybody else seems to get a kick out of it, too. It's like watching a cat toy with a wounded mouse.
Hey, that's a nice metaphor. Are you a writer? No, I hear you. I agree. He should stop that stuff. He probably meant it as a compliment. You know, all things considered, I think most people would take it that way. Nevertheless... I can see that you don't, so he shouldn't do that. I mean, the guy's charismatic, he's funny, and hey, I'm man enough to say, he's a good-looking guy. You know, not that I'm looking, because I don't fly that way, but I'm sure women usually dig his act, and he probably just sees you as a challenge, you know what I mean? Okay, well, I can see that you don't. In any case, he's a temp, so he'll be history pretty soon, and then the problem will be solved. For now, my advice to you is, be straight with him. Make it absolutely clear. Boom. Direct. And then once he understands...
No, no. See, Arturo, you don't get it. I've done that. Over and over. It's fun to him.
Okay, I hear you. Well, if that's the case, maybe I should say something.
No! No, please do not. I do not want you to do that.
Actually, you know, I should mention it to Larry. He is your supervisor, so he's the one that actually needs to deal with it.
No. Do not say anything. I don't want you to, okay? The word will get out that I complained and the rest of the team will have a field day with it. You know how people are about whistleblowers. Especially since it's not the first time that I've had this problem. Face it. I'm out of step. I mean, I compromise. Believe me, I put up with some weirdo behavior from clients when I'm out in the field. But look, I know there's nothing anyone can do about that. And we don't want to lose business over it, so I don't say anything. But here, I shouldn't have to... You know what? Let's just drop it.
Hey, Tracy, I want to help, okay? The thing is... I'm just not exactly sure what the protocol is. I mean, this guy's a temp. He doesn't technically work for us. It really is something Larry probably needs to talk with HR about.
No. That's exactly what I don't want. Look, I've got to do something. It's starting to affect my work, but no. No HR. No going to Larry. None of that, okay? I will deal with it. It's not your problem, Arturo, really. Fortunately, your problem is fixed. Now, is there anything else I can do for you?
Yes. Relax. Lighten up. Smell the coffee. Life's too short. Seriously. That stress will suck the life right out of you. I mean, you're an excellent employee. And I've got to be honest with you, Tracy. I really need to say something to Larry about this.
No, please. I'm asking you, don't. I don't want you talking to anyone about this stuff. I mean... I thought it was confidential between friends, or I wouldn't have said anything in the first place. Now I feel like I'm going to be on the Dr. Phil show. Look, if anyone asks me about it, I'll deny it, okay? I'm going to deny it. I will handle it myself, one way or the other.
Hey, wait just a minute, okay?